Another year is coming to a close, and for many, particularly those in government, the turning of the calendar signals a period of reflection and anticipation about the future of their community and how they might best serve their residents in the coming years. Upon reflecting on 2021, Airdrie's Mayor Peter Brown said it was brimming with proud accomplishments and challenges, too. He noted while the year's accomplishments include the progress of capital projects and cultural expansion, the greatest challenge of 2021 for both government and residents alike has been the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic. Even though the pandemic is, has been, and continues to be a big challenge, the resiliency that the business community has shown, and our residents and our staff, has been really awesome to see, Brown said. Yes, it's been a challenge, but it's also shown that we're strong and resilient and we keep pressing forward. Brown noted that even though businesses have been struggling in the past 2 years, many continue to pay it forward with acts of generosity to others in the community. The generosity continues to flow and it's really awesome to see, he said. With challenges, you witness some great things, and that really, for me, is the worst and best part about the COVID pandemic right now. According to Brown, proud accomplishments of the past year include the ongoing development of the 40th Avenue Highway Bridge and overpass, which he added was a challenge from the beginning as the city struggled to procure funding for the project from higher levels of government. Though the provincial government did contribute a portion of funds for the project last year, the city ended up bearing the brunt of the financial burden. We felt it was very important, so we took a big hit because we funded 70% of the project, Brown said. We believe it's an imperative safety hazard that needs to be repaired and needs to be addressed. To watch the bridge being built, I think, is going to be exciting for people. In addition, the city purchased the land for a new regional park in Southwest Airdrie to be announced in the new year. That's going to be a legacy forever, he said. It protects the natural area in the community and it's very exciting, so I'm looking forward to bringing that information out to the community in January. Another city-led project which has been underway throughout 2021 has been the development of a multi-use facility and library, which Brown said has been really getting wheels under it. A new facility for the Airdrie Public Library, APL, has been recognized as a need in Airdrie for some time. The city even listed the design for a new library facility within its 2014 capital plans. 7 years after those early first steps, the project made several steps forward in 2021, with City Council endorsing and approving certain aspects. In May, Council endorsed a facility scope of 60,000 square feet for the city's new public library facility, which is set to open in 2025 at the site of Airdrie's former fire hall on Main Street. The next 2 years, according to documents included in the City of Airdrie's May 4th agenda package, will be set aside for the library's planning phase. Brown's hopes for 2022 include making big strides in the development of the multi-use facility and the library, to see the construction begin or at least the current building being removed, and the site being prepped. I'm really excited to see that project done. We got a lot of infrastructure done last year that was really important, he said, adding new connections of roads and road systems have also added to the continued progression of the city's development. Continued growth as the city's population continues to grow every year and is now north of 70,000 people, Brown said there is ongoing development in the residential communities in Airdrie, and a resilient real estate market. I suspect it'll continue to be that way through 2022, so you're going to see some growth happening in the community, which is good, he said. It creates jobs and economy and supports our local businesses. He said he also hopes to see the city continue to prepare for growth by ensuring it has adequate road, water, and wastewater systems in place to support the bustling population. Brown said he also hopes the city will be able to work alongside the province to bring better health-related services to the community. At the last council meeting of 2021, the mayor brought up the recent death of an on-duty paramedic at the Airdrie Urgent Care Center, a death that occurred when no ambulances were available in Airdrie. Next year, we hope that we can finally convince the province that Airdrie is not a suburb of Calgary and we need an expanded health facility, he said. We need them to address the ambulance shortages that are out there right now, and upgrading our equipment. As well as to really see and support those organizations like the Airdrie Health Foundation, who have been advocating hard for expanded health facilities here in Airdrie. Cultural Development Brown added the city has also been working toward expanding its horizons in regard to cultural diversity, referencing the recent erecting of a statue in Nose Creek Regional Park to honor a national hero of the Philippines. It was great the way we've reacted and pivoted very quickly to support Indigenous Reconciliation Day, he said, adding other cultural projects include the Jose Rizal statue, and Indigenous monuments that are in the works to recognize their history in our community. Brown said many community groups have also come forward in the past year to express interest in a wide variety of projects, namely Airdrie's temporary disc golf course installation in Fletcher Park. There is an example of a group coming forward and having a plan, and we were able to put it in practice and implement a course really quickly, he said. He said that while Airdrie currently has a diverse culture, it is something that city council and staff members continue to work towards expanding. We want to make certain that everybody feels welcome when they come to Airdrie, whether you're starting a business or starting your life here or building a family, it doesn't matter where you're from, you're welcome in Airdrie. Carmen Cundy, AirdrieToday.com. Follow me on Twitter @CarmenRCundy.